A proposed Muslim cemetery has sparked intense and sustained opposition in the central Mass town of Dudley since January, but there are signs that officials there may be moving toward negotiation and compromise. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
All that was needed last night was a vote by the selectmen to go ahead and announce their intent to buy the 55 acres of old farmland themselves, and thereby keep it out of the hands of the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester. That had been the strategy when the selectmen went to town meeting in May and obtained the voters' consent to buy the land whose owner had agreed to sell it to the Islamic Society. The selectmen claimed that because the property was being converted from agricultural use and a lower farm-friendly tax status to non-farming status as a cemetery, the town had the right of first refusal, so buying it would stop the Muslim cemetery altogether. But lawyers for the Islamic Society warned the selectmen it would bring a civil rights suit against Dudley for interfering with the Muslims' rights to practice their religion, and a vote to purchase the property would bring an immediate and very costly lawsuit. When the selectmen met last night, they went into executive session behind closed doors for 45 minutes. They met with an outside attorney paid for by the town's insurance company, which has been called in because of the potential damages. After the selectmen emerged into open meeting, they decided once again, for the second time in two meetings, not to hold a vote on whether to purchase the property. They cited the other lawsuit filed by the Islamic Society in state land court. Jonathan Ruda is the chairman of the Board of Selectmen.
We wanted to give our legal team the ability to meet with the other side and explore what options might be available before we went ahead with a vote.
The cost of both the lawsuits and the potential monetary damage if the town loses may be pushing Dudley to compromise on the Muslim cemetery. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.